Sharpness, Gloucester. It was an old, I've got a picture of it. Mm-hmm. It used to be a steel-hulled sail ship many years ago, maybe before the turn of the century. Mm-hmm. It did worldwide service. And it has an illustrious career. And finally, as time went by, it was abandoned. But I think the Germans took it, and I think they use it for submarine sailors to be trained on. But on account of the war coming along, somehow the Allied people got it and they brought it to England
and
put it on the English Channel port under the name of the Gravesend Sea School. So then they figured that was too dangerous for the boys to be there. So they transferred that whole thing to Sharpness, Gloucester, and the TS traineeship, Ridley Crafters, was being used. They had about three or four Merchant Navy men. I don't know if they were retired or not, I couldn't tell by age, but I guess it was a job that was offered them to train boys in seamanship.
Right.
It was a crash course. The problem was that there were so many ships being sunk at that time. I mean, it was terrible.
What year?
I'm talking about all the years from the war broke out in September 39.
Yeah.
And now I'm talking about 42 because I'm now 16.
So that's you went to the training ship in 42.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, they took 25 boys in. But when they get aboard, it's not such a good place. The food was, I guess it would kill you, but it was awful. I mean, the ship was full of cockroaches. And when you look in the galley, you see the cockroaches on the ceiling. And they would drop off into the soup to just give it another stir, you know. And even when the food was baked and put on the side, it was the same thing. So therefore, when you got your food, you were pushing it away. And the other guys were taking it home and eating it. Seeing it was the other way, because you were so hungry, you had to eat something.
Right.
It wasn't good. So
these
25 boys that came aboard there...
Is that how many were on the ship total? Or is that?
I'd say about 250, not just a guess.
Okay.
25 boys a week that they were bringing in. I don't know if they were considering all the boys staying. And by the end of the training, which was like 3 months or under, that wasn't much.
Yeah.
But to be a deck boy or a cabin boy, what do you really need, you know? So, but some of the boys might have come from nice, very nice homes, meaning comfortable homes.
Sure.
And to come aboard there, where they didn't even have a bathroom. The bathroom was a shed on the dock, hanging over the river, the River Avon. And that was the plumbing, the River Avon, every high tide. So therefore, you had to get up. There was lighting on the ship. It was DC lighting. Mm-hmm. They had one generator, which they called a dynamo, and that thing was adequate for lighting areas within that steel hull ship. It had some windows, and the main windows, because portholes weren't good enough. You had to let some light in.
Yeah.
So it had DC lighting, wasn't very good. And say about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, they'd have what they call supper, which is not what you call supper. Like something to eat. They give you a piece of bread with dried fat on there.
Mm.
And a cup of hot chocolate, which was just hot water with some cocoa in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you get used to that.
Calories.
I was used to it because we were a poor family. That seemed to be more food than I was getting anyway.
Yeah.
My food might have been a little more pure, but it was adequate.
Right.
So some boys disappeared. So I would say of the 25 boys that came there every week, possibly anywhere between 5 and 7 disappeared, went home.
Ran off, yeah.